with bushes and scrubby trees. The rugged landscape of western North Dakota amazed and challenged the expedition. They crossed the Badlands, a harsh, nearly vacant area of rolling hills and little vegetation, and moved onto the plains. Here the explorers spotted wondrous sights. Meriwether Lewis wrote this in his journal on September 16, 1805. Vast herds of buffalo, deer, elk, and antelopes were seen feeding in every direction as far as the eye of the observer could reach. Keeping track while making tracks. More than 500 days and 4,000 miles after they had set out, Lewis and Clark reached the Pacific. Clark, who was a horrible speller, wrote in his journal, "Ocean view, oh, the joy!" Lewis and Clark never found the water route that Jefferson hoped they would, but they became the first U.S. citizens to explore the Midwest and West, the endless Great Plains, the jagged Rocky Mountains, and the glittering Pacific. They took the time to write down in their journals everything they saw each day. Perhaps the greatest effect of the Lewis and Clark expedition was the opening of U.S. territory west of the Mississippi River to other explorers and to settlers. Thanks to the courage, endurance, and keen observation skills of Lewis and Clark, we can look back today and see the land as it was then. The record of their journey helps to instill in Americans today the same sense of wonder and adventure they must have felt more than 200 years ago.